Bet you don't give de boys your phone number neither. The girl with the documents, she stared at Yvette. Then she spat on the ground. She was trembling. You don't know anything, she said. If you knew one thing about this life, you would not think it was so funny. Yvette put her hands on her hips. She shook her head slowly. Darling, she said, life did take its gifts back from you and me in de different order, that's all. Truth to tell, funny is all me got left with. And you, darling, all you got left is paperwork. They stopped then, because the taxi was pulling up. It stopped just in front of us. The side window was open and there was music blasting out. I will tell you what that music was. It was a song called We Are the Champions by a British music band called Queen. This is why I knew the song. It is because one of the officers in the immigration detention center, he liked the band very much. He used to bring his stereo and play the music to us when we were locked in our cells. If you danced and swayed to show you liked the music, he would bring you extra food. One time he showed me a picture of the band. It was the picture from the CD box. One of the musicians in the picture, he had a lot of hair. It was black with tight curls and it sat on the top of his head like a heavy weight and it went right down the back of his neck to his shoulders. I understand fashion in your language, but this hair did not look like fashion, I am telling you. It looked like a punishment. One of the other detention officers came past while we were looking at the picture on the CD box, and he pointed to the musician with all that hair, and he said, "What a cock!" I remember that I was very pleased, because I was still learning to really speak your language back then, and I was just beginning to understand that one word can have two meanings. I understood this word straight away. I could see that cock referred to the musician's hair. It was like a cockerel's comb, you see. So a cock was a cockerel, and it was also a man with that kind of hair. I am telling you this because the taxi driver had exactly that kind of hair. When the taxi stopped outside the main gate of the detention center, the driver did not get out of his seat. He looked at us through the open window. He was a thin white man and he was wearing sunglasses with dark green lenses and shiny gold frames.